Let's open our Bibles, Philippians chapter 3, and going right back over here to that marvelous 14th verse. And it says, "There I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Magnificent, isn't it? I just am overwhelmed every time I read it. We go over and over this, don't we? And the reason we go over and over this is because this is the very meaning of our life. Listen to those words if you really, well, we always need to listen to those words. It's not just words, it's his voice, it's his heart. There's a pressing that Paul is concluding here. There's something that's pressing against his heart. There's a wooing. There's an encouragement. And there's a drawing. And it's not just a shotgun approach. It's a rifle. It's exact. It's a mark. It's precise. And this is the only writer of the Word of God that speaks of this in such detail and intimacy and exactness. Because this was the chosen vessel unto God to bring forth this message of the mystery. The message of the mystery. The Bible talks about that mystery. And you talk to most of God's precious people about this, they have no idea of what you're speaking of. Because they do not know the Word of God. And it's very clear here, even if you just would read this one verse, Paul is very incensed about something. Matter of fact, you back up a few verses, he says, "If by any means I might attain to this." I'm forgetting everything about the past, because I need to be pressing towards this, because anything I'm dragging along, it's going to hinder me from running. It's going to hinder me from achieving this. This apprehension of what I am embraced by. I want this. And I've been enlightened to see it. And he says here, "I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Speaks here in this same section that there is an out resurrection from the resurrection. A resurrection from the resurrection. Isn't that something? It's just, it's marvelous. All of that packed in 6 verses here. Bam, 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 bam. What do you think he's talking about here? He's talking about a high calling. It's upper, it's more. It's more vast, it's more intimate. And this is the goal of our soul, to win him. This is why we go over this. This is why we rejoice in this. By grace through faith, believing in his wondrous grace to perform and complete the high calling in us for him. It's not just knowing about it. It's living it. It's pursuing it. It's the passion of your life. The Word of God calls it the first love. But you can be oblivious to it, and oblivious even as a Christian to it. That I don't even know, what does that mean? What is that? Well, you know, that's exactly what the daughters of Jerusalem said to the Shulamite in the Song of Solomon. "Why do you love that one so much? There's others to love. You're too serious. You're nuts." They abused her because they were absolutely insecure in their life, as opposed to the foundation of standing that was in this precious sister's life. "I know who my lover is. I know who I am desired by. Why would I want anybody else's flattery?" That's why I always appreciated my mother. She was in that way with my dad. It was an insult to her for anyone to ever approach her. Ever. Because she was his alone. People need to learn to love. Like I've told you many times, after the Lord took my daddy home, her at that table just, and she didn't even know what she was doing, I'm sure, in a way, but she just was stroking the name upon that letterhead, Mr. and Mrs. John O'Dorcio. And I looked at her and I said, "Oh, Mama, what are you doing?" "Oh, I love that name. Do you love this name? Don't you love this name? It's that name. I love that name." And there's going to be a new name written on her, amen? And it's going to be a Mr. and Mrs., I'll tell you. Praise be to God. Like you couldn't even imagine, because I can't. I don't know exactly what that is. But I know it's for me. And I know He wants me to have it. But we've spoken of this many times and over, haven't we? In the layers in this precious verse. I love this. You know, it says, "I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." That means I run. I run for the most excellent goal. Think of that. The most excellent goal. That prize that speaks of, my goodness, I wish I had my glasses. I can't see some of these things aright. But I know He's written them in my heart, and I'm just so thankful to God. But it's this prize is the victory of the highest embrace. See, it's the highest embrace, the victory of the highest embrace. Never forget that. And that's truly, that's one of the meanings of this in the Greek. What is the highest embrace you could imagine? Huh? Yeah. Even naturally speaking, we understand what the highest embrace is. That's the embrace. I tell you, they get it at the end of the ceremony of a wedding. That's the highest embrace. You know it is. They become one. That's first love. That groom's making known to all that I love her. She's mine. We're one. And then comes that embrace and that kiss. That's the highest embrace we know. And that is the truth. And this is, again, in type and shadow what God gives us here. But that's what this is about. But I'll tell you what, there's another little nugget here in the meaning of this thing. And it's in that, specifically in that word high, it means the brim. The high calling, the brim, if you will. The top, all right? The pinnacle. Turn on over to Ephesians 3:19. Let's read there. In Ephesians 3:19, it says, "And to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God." The brim. Amen? That's the brim. Amen. Filled with all the fullness of God is the brim. Well, wait a second. There's verse 22. "Know now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, unto him be glory in the church by Jesus Christ throughout all ages, world without end. Amen." The brim. Exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. He's able to do it. And the purposes we were rejoicing in this past week, that to him would be glory in the church. And notice, it's not just for a moment. Throughout all ages, without end. How marvelous. Oh yeah. Praise be to God. This is what this is. The brim. Turn on over to Colossians 4:12. Thank you, Jesus. Colossians 4:12. What's it say there? "Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, salutes you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers." This was a co-worker with Paul. Yeah. And what was that prayer? "That ye may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God." The brim. It don't get no more full. Perfect and complete in all. Exceeding abundantly above all. All. We've studied those Paul's alls, haven't we? Brim. Fullness. Matter of fact, David wrote of it, "My cup runneth over, I shall not want. It's so full, it runs over." And then it's like, "Lord, I want more." And you know what he does? He expands that wineskin, doesn't he? Amen. That's when you know you're growing. He puts more of the wine in you. And you know what the evidence of the wine is? Joy. Joy. Not stodgy cold. "Oh, you're not good enough. You know, you get away from me. I love you." "Yeah, thank you." "Give you an encouragement about something?" "Oh, I know." "You know this?" "No, I'm just..." "Oh, Jesus, help me. I'm beginning to know some things that..." Never mind. All right. But praise God, this is fully purposed. And I was thinking about that, you know. Saints blessed with all the spiritual blessings in Christ. Yeah, we are. We're blessed with all the spiritual blessings in Christ. Your cup, my cup, does run over. It runs over, really, it does. And that's for all of God's precious people. It's all there. Why do you think we go right back again to Galatians 4:1? Are we little lords of some? Are we little lords of a little? We're little lords of all, aren't we? The brim. It's all he saw for us. The brim. And here we are, family. My precious brethren. We know this, don't we? See, we know this truth. Yep, we know this. Great responsibility. There is. Not to go out and evangelize the world. No, responsibility to love him. Treasure it. It's a crown. This crown, you've been given the greatest... Well, there's nothing to compare it to. You've been given the most valuable thing there will ever be. Yep, it's truth. He's given you that. Forever and ever and ever and ever. He said, forevermore. Amen. He said, glory in the church without end. Forevermore. Hallelujah. And he gave that to you. The brim. That's what we have. Now, all grace is just that, isn't it? That's what the brim is. That's what the brim life is. It's all grace. It is. It's so mind-blowing because it's so full of the love of God. But it's full of the love of God to everyone. Oh, yes. God is not a respecter of person. And especially to the children of God. Let me tell you something. I would that all be saved. And when you're saved and come to the full knowledge of the truth. The brim. You know, he didn't have a family like, "Oh, well, little Jesse, he's special. He's not going to get there. We'll just treat him nice and put him in it." No. We're all with full potential. Alex laughing at me because he kind of feels that way about me sometimes. But this is for all of us. The brim. Now, but the question is, not only do you see it, do you know it? This is important. This is vitally important. Yeah, you see the high calling. But do you know that high calling? And also, do you live in everything, the infinite overflowing of it? Everything. Everything, the infinite overflowing of the brim life. In everything. That no matter what you go through, you see the brim life. In everything you go through. And why not? He does not withhold a thing. And you know what? His wife does not withhold a thing from him either. We spoke a little bit about that, didn't we, today? By the grace of God, Lord, don't let me hold anything back in my life. It goes back to that old adage, well, that's the way I am. I pray you never, if you ever say that, I pray that the Lord just, whoa. It's worse than a curse word to you. And I mean that. You stop that. That's the enemy's language, deceiving you the way I am. Mm-mm. You know who lives in you. The I am. How wonderful. See, it's like riding a wave that always lifts you above. That's the brim life. Always lifts you above. Here comes a big wave, but I'm on top of it. Amen? Oh, yeah. Oh, I just feel like, no, actually, I'm on top of it. See, that was the thing with Peter. He was on top of it. The eyes on the brim. That's Jesus. See, that's the brim. He's the brim. It's not your fortitude or your faithfulness that's the brim. He's the brim. He's it. That's why, what's the mark for the prize? Him. Amen? What's filled with all the fullness of God? Him. So him's the brim. Amen? You see that? That's it. And it bubbles over, and you get so excited. You're just, really, you're goofy thumper love. You know, little thumper? Nobody taught it just in love. And wake up, man. No. You wake up. I remember them saying that about my mother. Oh, she's living in a fairy tale. No, she's living in the reality of what can be. She never seems to get this way. Oh, I'll tell you what. No, because it was just riding that wave. And that's your life, too. Remember that. That ain't just, well, that's just special sister so-and-so or brother this and that. No, that's you. That's you. Quit putting it off on somebody else. You can admire that and thank God for it, but that's mine, too. I take that. Because you know why? Brother and I were speaking of this. Why would I want to disparage what the Lord did in my life? Am I supposed to live like he basically favored you over me? I've heard people say, oh yeah, you're God's favorite. No, God, let me tell you something. You're all his favorite. Now, he'll make you feel like you're the only one because he's such a special God. But he loves you with everything he has because he gave you the brim. He gave you his son. Amen. Now, brothers and sisters, again, you ride that wave, that brim life, that lifts you above everything, in every situation, every circumstance. And the reason is it lifts you so far above, you see it all seated in the heavens in Christ. See, when you see it from there, you're seen as those that rule and reign in faith right now. And you have that message. Amen. Yeah. See, you know if some guy comes at you and tries to do you dirty and all that, you truly can look to the Lord and know this for yourself. My goodness, you meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. You know that when you do heartily unto God, that's the encouragement of your life. The outcome doesn't matter, naturally speaking. You've already won. You get that? Yeah, you've already won. You have nothing to prove. Not to man at all. I just want to prove him faithful in my life. You know what I'm saying? He's so wonderful. I want that. Praise God. And see, that's the joy of the brim life, if you will. That joy. That means the top, the height. That's why it's high calling. It's a superior region. Isn't that something? We're from a superior region. Kind of like that talk, but it is. And that's why you like to dwell with those that are in that region. Amen. I love dealing with children. Don't get me wrong. I love them so much. But after a while, it's aye, aye, aye. You know. I want to be able to converse and talk and be encouraged in different ways. You know what I'm saying? And I love them. You know that. But this is what this is. It means an elevated place, high. Eyes enlightened to understand and see the complete vision. Aren't you thankful you see the whole picture? Oh, yeah. Trees are beautiful, too. I love to examine them and all that. But when you step back and you just see it all and it's how magnificent it all is. Amen. You know where you really get that vantage point? The midst of the throne. See, I'd give you a visual. I'll stand up on this chair, but I don't want to get it dirty. But you know what I'm saying? You just stand up there and you see it all. You got that vantage point. And see, that's what Paul's gospel has done. It's given you that vantage point right now. And that's the brim. That's the height, the top. Amen. And you see it all from there. And you thank God that you see it all from there. And that's where all of it is there. And it's only from that elevated place. Those are the ones, praise God, that will be rewarded according to their vision. You're going to be rewarded according to your understanding and your knowledge of the fullness of what's overflowing out the brim. Marvelous. Amen. And it really is. Throughout the Word of God, it's always been that way. You want that fullness. You know, you got the five wise and the five foolish virgins. You know, you can have that lamp, but my goodness, without oil in it, what good's it doing you? Amen. It's the truth. And take that to heart. You know, we can be encouraged with all scripture in the Word of God, even if not necessarily that meaning isn't for you. Can you imagine? Did he say that? Silly, isn't it? Amen. Yeah, you know it in context with the Word, but I'll tell you what, I'll take everything I can get from the Lord. And boy, does he give. Amen. See, and why not full joy, brothers and sisters? Because I'm telling you, you know, this life, no matter how sweet and good something is in this life, it's always going to fall short. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter what it is. You know, God's got a lot to do with that. Because you know what? He's a little jealous fellow. And you can think that you're going to fall in love with this and that, and it's going to be so good and sweet and oop. What happened? God. Do you know that? Do you really know that? Amen. Oh, I pray you do. So see, why not full joy? Well, what we're talking about tonight is full joy because that's the brim, the joy of the Lord. Amen? And I will add this too, that word joy, there's a meaning of it. It means the passion of expectation. I love that. The passion of expectation. That's what joy is. See, happiness is a happening. It's a blip. You know? But joy is an expectation. And if my expectation is constant, which by the grace of God, this loving of his appearing is, there's a passion of expectation. And I'll tell you what, no matter what comes, you see it in light of this plan of God. And you know what? It gives you joy. You can have joy in sorrow. You can have joy when things don't seem to be necessarily going right in the eyes of the world. You can have joy when, I'll tell you, you knew better, and yet you made a mistake. Count it all joy. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. He's complete. He's complete. And he's complete about you. And he understands you. And you just got to get over it. And just realize he loves you. Yeah. Yeah. All right. And I love that one brother. I think he said something like this. Happy is the man. That means joy. In manifold temptation. I'll tell you what. I've had some legal beagles around me over the years. Well, if you were really following God, there just wouldn't be temptations and things of that nature. And I was going, what? I don't think God wants me living in a box. Oh, my people. And he loves us, doesn't he? But this is, as we close this up, this is always brings us back to even being more thankful for the gospel that's given to Paul. Amen. See, this is the joy. This is the brim life. It's beyond rich. It's overflowing. This is why, this is what we know. And I'm not out here to compare ourselves amongst ourselves. I'm just going to give you a fact. There's very few meetings that the meetings throughout the week are for one purpose: to learn more about Paul's gospel. Every time we get together in here, it's about one thing, is it not? Amen. Every time these lights go on, by the grace of God, it's for the mark, for the prize, for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That's it. Because there is nothing else. If there is a mark for the prize, and if Paul said, if by any means I might attain unto that, and if he said, if I preach any other gospel, let me be accursed, why would we preach anything else? Amen. You know, it's so clear in the Word of God, is it not? But yet, that's not how you attract big crowds. But I thank the Lord, you know what it is? It's something about that message that draws those that are in love. When these lights are on, by the grace of God, I got to be there. Because I'm going to be with him in that body of the bride. That's what this is. This is why it's exciting to come in here on a Sunday night to hear him, to hear this wondrous word. And this passion as the Spirit comes in here, just like Mom was saying tonight, said, oh, honey, I love the anointing of the Lord. And I love the anointing of the Lord. And let me tell you something, when his rib portion gathers together, there is an anointing of the Lord. Because he's going to meet you with that full love. You don't come in here, well, I wonder what's going to happen. I don't wonder what's going to happen. I'm getting excited about what's going to happen. This is the Spirit's reign. Praise God. But see, Paul's gospel is so beyond rich. It's the brim. It's the overflowing. And really, it's too much and too wonderful. But yet the Lord expands these vessels and enables us to contain it. The love of Christ constrains us. He's the one that holds us together without just bursting apart. Yeah. I'm sure my blood pressure's reached realms that science would say it's impossible. And I'm talking about not mad at my kids. I'm talking about here rejoicing in the Lord. Oh, yeah. Might be tired for a moment, but there's a quickening, man. Oh, my lover's in the room. Isn't it awesome? Oh, hallelujah. But, brothers and sisters, this is what Jesus is, and more importantly, what Jesus is to us. Words like spectacular, astonishing, heart-blowing, breathless, ravishing, endearing, and so many more. That's the Lamb of God to you. Yeah. And that's whose heart is pursuing us in the degrees of love that man could never know. The heights of glory that we that are even in love with him have never imagined. Could you imagine a year ago the things that you know in your heart about the Lord today? Isn't it amazing? I'm not trying to get you to think back, but you know, we need to be thankful. Where were we a year ago? Where were we 5 years ago? Where were we 10 years ago? Thankful, but nowhere near. Nowhere near. I know that. Some people don't want to know that. But somehow, the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, even though it's realms that we've never imagined, he gives us revelation of it. He does. Oh, yes, he does. Because it's his desire and his purpose. That's why he keeps telling you all. That's why he keeps telling you brim. Go after it. Say, Lord, I want more. And there will always be more. Didn't we rejoice in that today? New year, Dublin. And that's not an Ireland thing. It's Dublin. Got to watch my speech. I still have a little bit of that from Mama in Missouri, that wash in me, huh? But you know, I'll stop there. But brothers and sisters, this is knowing his love and not just seeing it, but knowing it in the intimacy that it is ours. And even more than that, that it's personally yours. It's personally mine. We get this. And he enjoins us by faith that we have it. That we have it, and I'm not waiting for it. I have it now. See, that's the important thing. The expectation of the Lord, even though I know that these things will come to pass, I know that it's already come to pass in me. Truly as if the consummation of the marriage has already taken place in my heart. Is she not a readied wife? Didn't say readied bride. I don't necessarily like the term because there's more than that. But they call that in the Word of God knowing. I love that. Man speak is that he's made love. Do you know him? Has he consummated that in you? I'm not ashamed of this gospel. Not trying to embarrass. But this is truth. This is what we have. How could we not receive that from the Word of God? That it is the height of the intimacy that we could understand as people. That is what he's after. Chapter after chapter, book after book, he brings that to the forefront. Always. Always. So again, truly as if the consummation of marriage has already taken place in my heart, I'm just waiting for a body like his. And then the consummation will be made sight and present with the Lord. Have you ever been ravished by the Lord? Has he just worn you out that you just groan? These are some deep things. But I know you know these things because I do. And it's not just for me. It's for all them that aspire to be in the rib portion. Yeah. It's the in love portion, isn't it? The in love. The in love. The not ashamed. The thankful. The ones that draw nigh in fervent love to kiss. The true worshipers. Don't ever forget those studies on the Gentile brides, I pray. If you start getting a little icy, we'll have to pull them back out. I've met many a prude Christian. I love him. I'm going to give what he gives me to give to you. He wants you. And there's a joy that needs to continue to break forth from our lives and our hearts. This passion of a romantic spirit. Yeah. It's good, isn't it? Yeah. That's why you come on a Sunday night, by the way. Because you love him. There's nothing to be compared. Yeah. As we started today, there in Corinthians, let him encourage you like that. You know, this outward thing perishing. Quit worrying about it. Quit worrying about it. He told you it's going to perish. Let the inward man. Let that inward man. And understand what it's all about. Glory for him. Glory for him. Praise the Lord. Yeah. I know we're a little bit weary, but not weary in well-doing. Let's stand and be dismissed. Praise God.